You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
So the MMC of Public Safety in the city of Johannesburg, Dr. Mkliniswaku, says they will not rest until justice is served. This is on the back of the murder of the JMP. Now, the murder, this is how he references it, of JMPD officer who was allegedly shot by the South African police in Dobsonville last Saturday. Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Mkliniswaku. Thanks very much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Isabel, and good evening to your listeners as well. Sorry about that, we're busy.
No, not a problem at all, MMC. You've been relentless this over the weekend. This is also at the burial and the memorial of a colleague. You say the JMPD officer, Nombulelo Mthimkhulu, was murdered by the SAPS. You asked the question why this continues to happen. SAPS members continue to kill JMPD officers. And you say she was not trying to retaliate with fire. Tell us from where you sit, what actually happened on that day?
Look, I think that what made things worse was that the national commissioner actually pronounced on the matter without getting the facts. Because if I was him, I would have contacted the JMPD chief of police and also all the other members and trying to get the bottom of what happened. And then as a responsible and ethical leader, will have a meeting with them, and then from there there will be a joint press statement or a joint press conference to really reflect of what happened, because he immediately blamed the JMPD officer without knowing any facts. Now that is actually worsening the divisions that are there between the SAs, like the SAPS and the JMPD. So what I was saying that is, this is not the first person to be shot at by and killed by the SAPS. This is the fourth person right now. And we've been trying very hard as a JMPD, officials and the chief of police and through the office of the MMC to meet up with the police so that we can mend, the relations. Because remember, JMPD is actually derived more on the SAPS Act. So we are, part of them. So we're acting as a force multiplier. So what is happening is that there's a kid that is happening every single time. So it's not right. Look, I don't want to dwell in terms of the detail of what happened, because the matter, it's with the IPs. But what we got from the family, if I was the national commissioner, before I would have said anything, I would have taken the leadership of JPD and go to the family and, check in terms of what happened and also share, pass the condolences memo to the family and try to be there on that time. Because Unombulelo was a mother, a breadwinner in that family. So you'll find that now the problem is that now from her being killed, and the family has lost the mother, has lost a daughter, and also a person who was actually, the breadwinner there. So it's quite very sad. But what I can tell you is that she was shot at the back several times, about three times, by the police. And that police has been alleged that he was beating the grandmother. He was beating the uncle, which came out to really stop that police from beating the son. The one who was alleged to not want to be cooperating with the police. And also that police was beating the little kid. And it is said that, as narrated by the son and the young boy, because there are two people, there's a young boy and there's another guy that was actually hurting. Was the one that was stopped. He did not stop.
And I fully appreciate the fact that we can't go into the merits of this case, Councillor Taku. But what I am concerned about, and this is not the first time you raise this, you've raised it before when it comes to illegal miners and many other operations. What would it take for the JMPD as well as the SAPS to collaborate properly, because crime is an issue in this country, particularly in the city of Johannesburg. In your view, what will it take for these relations to be mended?
Look, on our side, we had several meetings with the leadership from the regional level and the provincial level, and also we do meet up with them on the station meetings and all of that, because JNPD seeks there to look through to actually get crime stats and analysis and all of that. But there seems to be, maybe the chefs, guys, they should tell us what's happening, because we are cooperating on all their operations. If they have an operation Chanela, JNPD is there. They, the end operation that is done by chefs, who are already there. But it's contrary when it's us, when we're having an operation. We'll tell them that this is what we're going to do. We even go and parade to their offices. Even if we're parading in their offices, steps they will never pitch. They'll just look at us. I don't know. There's an element of undermining. We raised that with the General Masha, a district commissioner. We've raised that to the previous provincial commissioner, General Omawen. So we've been trying every single time to go those, the meetings. I think that it's up to the leadership of the chief that's really to instruct or, to talk to the station commanders and all of that. But we must have, the joint operation. This year, Chanela, we were always there. All the steps of operations which are happening in the jurisdiction of the city of Joburg, our police are there. So I don't know. We are going to be having a meeting again with the Major General Masha on this coming week to discuss this matter, because it's quite actually very sensitive. What transpired there is not what is said on the media. There's a distortion of facts, so we need to clarify that properly. Okay. And we also want to give the family a chance to vent out to what happened, because the Gok was nearly shot, by the way. And when the guy pointed that gun to the Gok and the guy that has been alleged that he was refusing to be arrested or questioned, the guy that shot Ulinda, when he was pointing a gun at them, wanted to shoot, the thing is the bullets in the magazine, they were finished. And then some of the police that were there, they alleged and said, "Mr. Mkwana Zwenza, stop what you are doing." So it's quite very, very sad. I think that what you can do, you need to go to that family. And they need to be interviewed as to what actually happened, because the boy is really traumatized. Even the young, there's a kid there, he's about 10. He was there all the way. He was the one that woke up the mom when those police, they were beating that guy who alleged that he didn't want to stop. I mean, the guy didn't want to stop because he said that, "Look, I don't trust the car because the car is unmarked." And then when the police came out, two police guys had uniform, and there was one ununiformed. And that one started beating this guy. And the guy is disabled, by the way, the one that they say that he wanted to run and all of that. So when he was beaten, then when that cop was beating this guy, the grandma came out of the house because they heard this noise that was happening. And the grandma was starting, to really stop this policeman from beating this guy. And the uncle and the uncle as well came out. And the little kid, the little boy, he came out as well and shouting and all of that, and went back to call Linda to wake up. So the little boy went to call the mom. And your mom came out,
As you said earlier, I mean, we're going to leave the details out because we need clarity on it. But I do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. We will certainly reach out to the SAPS and get to their side of the story. Thanks very much.
You'll never get anything, those ones. You'll just keep quiet.
Councillor of the city of Johannesburg.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. MMC for Public Safety, Dr. Mgcine Tswako.
Point of View. Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.